Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, April 1st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on the Ether, TeFi Alpha Live, massive updates, and the Buenos Aires Hackathon. Let's take a listen.
Cash Ron wanted to be speaker. Also, Trevor, you're up as well.
Cash Ron is here.
Yeah, I think he has some ramen alpha to drop.
I'm just here to talk about ramen. That's all. You guys can talk about the rest.
Awesome.
Does Cody know that he has to be on a mobile device for this?
Cody, yes, you do have to be on a mobile device, apparently.
Is it possible on Twitter Spaces to do a recurring space every week and have the same URL link?
I don't believe so. I think it's individual as you create it.
God, that's
terrible. But I do see Twitter Spaces here, so Finn might be able to tell us that affirmatively or not.
Greetings to all of you who are coming into the space.
That's such a basic feature. How does Twitter Spaces not have that?
Cody has to download Twitter to put it on his phone so he can actually get on this.
I mean, how does Twitter not have desktop mic support?
True. I think that they rushed this out to get in front of Clubhouse, and they did a good job at like getting in front of them, but didn't give us all the functionality we need.
It's been like a couple months, though. How does like a multi-billion dollar company not have this after a couple months of being out?
Yeah, we need decentralized social media options that are open source in general. I mean, come on. That we're even on here is pretty ridiculous. We could go to that level too, right? Minerva, welcome. So yeah, guys, really looking forward to telling you all about, there's tons of stuff happening for Austin. We are in full production mode on everything TDX. We have tons of stuff to tell you about Buenos Aires and the hackathon series. We will be telling you about some things that we'll be talking about in our future spaces episodes. We're going to make this a regular thing. Glad you're all here. And we got Cody on deck as speaker. Cody, can we make sure you're good?
Yeah, I had installed Twitter on my phone. I don't really use this very often, so yeah, here I am.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Cody Marks Bailey, everyone. Cody Marks Bailey. Kevin is our host. Kevin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. And yeah, Cody's doing Andromeda, but also he's headed up TeFi Alpha with us, and he's leading the hackathon. And it would be awesome if he wanted to give us a pitch on that. And I think he has some other alpha for us as well.
Yes, welcome everyone. So you guys know the TeFi Alpha team members here are Kevin, our host, Cody, who is our lead on all things hackathon, myself as event coordinator. Trevor is also here from the team. We have some of our great sponsors and friends of the expo in here today as well. And we have all of our a bunch of team members of our Buenos Aires team. Great to see you guys here. So without further ado, let's get into all the things we have been have prepared for Buenos Aires. Cody, please give us an introduction.
All right, guys. So we've got some really, really good news. We've been working on this, I guess, over the last 2 months, trying to get all of the dates and the sponsors and the format all put together. So with that, this is the first sort of spinoff or side project, or however you want to look at it, for the TFI Alpha series, which we're calling TFI Alpha Hack. And this is the hackathon series that we'll be doing really across the world, starting in Latin America, where I live. So we've got the first one. We looked around the world. We were looking at, you know, where did these blockchain technologies, and especially with the Terra and Cosmos ecosystem, where would they be most used, and where could we get the most traction? And we looked down at Argentina and realized, you know, these guys were facing 50% inflation per year. That's a really good place to start. So hacking. So the title of this first hackathon is Hacking Hyperinflation with Terra. And so this event will be taking place. Really, the hackathon will be happening over a weekend. But we're looking at a 2 week sort of event leading up to it, where we have talks and different meetups and different things to kind of stir energy and get people cross talking, economists, hackers, programmers, developers, startups, different protocols, really, you know, everybody in the space. We're hoping to have that, and having our sponsors there to speak on behalf of the different endeavors that are going on in the space. So it's a really big time for us. We're excited about where things are going, and that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Yes, it's at the University of Maimonides. We are finalizing all the details. It's actually going to be the last weekend in May, and this will be happening right before the event in Austin, the Terra DApp Expo. There will be, as Cody said, a series of speakers at the university leading up to the 48-hour hackathon at the end of it. We have a great bunch of speakers that are getting finalized now. So we also put the website up today for the hackathon series. So keep in touch with that if you are interested in that. These events are coming up soon. We're going to have a, there also will be some side events down there, some official parties involved, and other side events. So, and then
the best way to follow that is to go to hack.tfialpha.com. And we'll be updating that pretty regularly with more information as it comes through, probably in the next week or two. You'll see a lot more changes on there, a lot more additions.
Yeah, so the last weekend, May, and then leading into Austin, basically the entire first week of June, I'll try and frame for you guys all the things that are happening in Austin and where the Terra DApp Expo is positioned among these things. On June 6th through the 8th is DecentralCon is hosting an event that is based on NFTs, metaverse, and gaming. There will be a bunch of side events around that. On the 8th, the night of the 8th, will be the Founders Dinner for the Terra DApp Expo. There also is going to be one of our official side events the night of the 8th. That will be announced soon what it is and which sponsor it is. The first day of consensus runs June 9th through the 12th, and the Terra DApp Expo is June 9th and 10th. So the first day, and the expo itself goes from about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. That's at the AT&T Hotel and Conference Center, which is right on the University of Texas campus. Then the night one after the expo will be an official party that will go from like 7 or 8 till 2 a.m. Those sponsors and the event itself will be announced within the next couple weeks. And then the 10th will be day two of the expo. And the night of the 10th will be the TFI Alpha main stage event and the official Terra DApp Expo after party. And then the 11th, there's already scheduled a charity basketball game between several teams. And there will also be a ramen noodle eating competition. somewhere along the way, as well as a couple other side events. So the entire week is filled with premier events all throughout the space. And Terra is positioned to really be at the centerpiece of all these things. So then the website for Terra Dapp Expo, make sure you guys check that out, the terradappexpo.com, and should basically have everything you need there. And we also have an announcement today that we are becoming official travel partners with Travala, and we will have some deals for you to be able to pay in crypto to attend this conference. So we're very happy and to be working with Travala and establishing more real world use cases for UST.
That's awesome. Love that. I also am impressed that we were able to get that in as quickly. The question, do we want to open it up to questions?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Cool.
I got a question. What's this ramen eating competition that I've been volunteered for that I just found out about?
We'll let Cash and Trevor fight for the mic to explain that one.
I wasn't aware that was actually happening. Are you actually running with this, Ron? I hope you do.
Yeah, we're actually doing it.
Oh, hell yeah. Shit posting works to get things done. We've proven it.
Is it a ramen eating competition or a judging competition?
It's an eating
competition. The best, and then we have the judges determine who is the best ramen maker.
Ramen making would be more logistically difficult because of the materials required to cook into it. What my goal and vision, and this is also open for anyone in this group to creatively collaborate on, is host a ramen eating competition where people could eat ramen, how fast they could eat maybe two bowls at a ramen restaurant, and then have the people there be representative of not just Terra, but even the Consensus Conference. So to get as many notable people there as competition entrants as possible. And then that ramen restaurant would also accept payments in UST throughout the duration of the night. So it'd actually transact in crypto in that stable coin. If the demand is overwhelming, then we can expand it to have a spicy food eating element as well, or maybe even two locations. But that's just kind of the goal, is to show the power of the stable coin and using it transactionally.
Sounds good. I'm in for eating. I'm not in for cooking.
Yeah, the TFI Alpha after party, guys, I tell you about where that's going to be. It's going to be at this venue called Fair Market, an amazing venue. It has an outdoor section, inside section. There will be a big main stage. The venue itself will transform in the middle of the event into being the official after party. The stage will come out. It will be turned into a big dance floor. There's going to be a lot of brand activations there. There's going to be a lot of fun things involved. If you want to look up the spot itself, it is called Fair Market. Like I said, the amount of, when you're planning for TDX, definitely plan like on a lot of things happening throughout the whole week, right? Like, it's definitely a lot bigger than the expo is amazing. But there are a lot of other events the entire week, and even official events that TDX is doing around those 4 or 5 days. So definitely plan on, being there. If that affects your travel plans, it's good for you to know those things. Also, in general, if you haven't been to Austin before, it's a very cool place. It's known as the live music capital of the world. It's a lot kind of similar vibes to New Orleans. There's a lot of just general like rocking out stuff everywhere. There's a section of that city that is all clubs that do like 2 to 3 shows a night. Joe Rogan's podcast is now hosted out of a theater on that same street. Of course, it's also the home of South by Southwest, and it's also becoming known as basically the crypto version of Silicon Valley. There is a major construction everywhere. There's a major push for tech. And beyond that, it's one of the premier states and locations for DAOs. There's a very important group there called ATX DAO, which is affiliated with Terra. I met a bunch of their team down there when we were doing scouting. And they're really at the forefront of passing and implementing laws, crypto laws, into state legislature and beyond, and DAO governance, and solving real world governance issues with Web3 solutions. It's a critical place in general for crypto thought, for the state of Web3, for the state of DAO governance, and to meet with people who are really doing this. And the panels that we will have at TDX will, of course, feature a lot of these thinkers and a lot of these doers, and how to implement these things in your own state, in your own community, around the world. I think, our main goal with TFI is to be a major catalyst. When people come together, that becomes a major catalyst for growth in all ways after the event. And I think this is the biggest event yet in TFI. And I also want to tell you guys, the teams involved, this is a truly all-star team of production people behind the scenes. This is not just TFI Alpha team alone on TDX. It is Orbital Command with TFI Alpha, with another crew called WAGMI DMC. And WAGMI DMC is critical for the production of this event. They also do all the Delphi events, like Burning Man on Mars and those events, all the great looking dressed events you've seen from Portugal and that Delphi has done. That's a WAGMI DMC work. So for this event, we're all coming together and working together to bring you guys the utmost production and experience possible. So want you guys to know it's going to be a very special event, and really hope to see as many of you as possible there.
Hey, Ryan, how does it work with the Travelodge and the TDX hotel situation? Is there deals? Like, how's that partnership translating?
The Travelodge, is that what you asked?
Yep. Just elaborate more on that partnership.
For this event, it's kind of like a preliminary where we have a list of select hotels. I believe we have six hotels or so, and some flight deals. But in the future, we're really developing out some bigger ideas that will be basically like, hotel takeovers, complete takeovers of entire things where everything is UST payment. And, they might be like smaller boutique hotel situations, but basically like full takeovers like that. For now it's, there are a select group of hotels and flight deals, that will be on there. There'll be a section that will be dedicated to that. So
very cool. Yeah. I do got a personal question for Cody about Cody is a long time in crypto, and he did the North Texas Blockchain Alliance for a long time as well. He's worked with everybody. What have you found with the passion from working from like the Blockchain Alliance and now working with the people down in Buenos Aires to set this all up?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of similarities in that. We've just begun working with those guys, but I think there's a spirit inside of these open source, non-corporate type environments where you have a lot of passion, a lot of people that are willing to give, that are willing to donate their time, help out, build something bigger than themselves, and that's something that I tapped into in my early 20s, back when you and I met, and so. There's a lot of similarities there, especially in, what we did in Dallas. We built, the North Texas Blockchain Alliance, which was around the DFW, Metroplex area, and we started off with like five guys in a bar one night talking about stuff, and then we slowly grew the organization to well over 1,000 people. We had about 200 businesses, probably about half of those were. Well, maybe a little less than half of those were startups, and we were doing working groups. We really grew the whole thing out, and so these things, they happen organically. You look and find a need, or you find something that you can service, and then you find the right people, put them in the right place, and let them follow their passion, and let them own it, and go on, and it works out really well. So,
awesome! And everybody listening, anybody who has questions, please raise your hand. We'll get you up here.
Well, let me get Milstein up here. Milstein, you want to say something? Representative from our Buenos Aires team?
Just invited him to speak.
Thank you.
Is there a link to that? Would love to learn. I've heard about it, but I don't know what details, like the date, and then if we can, like, I don't know, watch in or read in on what the submission entries look like.
Yeah, the hack.tfialpha.com.
Cody, do you want to give them a little bit of details about that, maybe?
About what?
About, you know, choosing the topics or sponsors getting involved or the judging or any of that stuff, how that's working.
Yeah, so we're looking, you know, we want this to be a big event. We don't want to go small. We're looking for, you know, we're hoping for you know, north of 100 participants, individuals, and then, you know, that would be somewhere, normally that pulls you somewhere within 25 to 30 teams. That's kind of what we're aiming for. We'd love to be, you know, we'd love for this to be 50 teams, 75 teams, and really that depends on our sponsors and the prize money. That's what gets people, you know, especially college kids, it gets them out when you start, you know, throwing around $5,000 and $10,000 prizes, prize money for meeting certain objectives and competing. So that's really the big piece there. The idea here is that we activate and we come up with solutions that really, really drive you know, the creation process around hacking hyperinflation. And you know, there's a lot of people in the world right now being hurt by their governments and by their by these different repressive regimes that, you know, that are unable to manage their currencies. They're unable to be responsible with these things. And, you know, we've all seen what happened in Venezuela, where, you know, the local currency, the Bolivar there, is completely destroyed. There is, you know, people are using everything from cryptocurrencies to greenbacks, US dollar bills to conduct commerce. And, you know, there's been talks in the community and in economic circles that humans have a right to commerce, which is kind of an interesting topic. You know, we have a right to commerce, we have a right to trade, we have a right to conduct these kind of things, just like we have a right to free speech. And we want to bring these very, very core core beliefs and breathe them into the creation process of these systems that we're building in blockchain. There's a lot more philosophy involved in this. There's different schools of thought around economics. Of course, you know, most of us in this chase and what we're building, you know, we've all sort of started to lean towards an Austrian future, an Austrian economics future. Kind of looking at fiat, going, yeah, that worked for a while, but it ultimately fails. These governments, they can't manage their currencies. There's not a single government on earth that does a good job at it. They do for small bits of time and stuff, but they all end up going the same direction. So, you know, these are the kind of things that we want to bring out around the hackathon. So what we're doing, the 2 weeks worth of talks, and, you know, these are going to be multidisciplinary. We're going to have economists. We're going to have people that work in governance, you know, in the normie world and in the crypto world, or maybe have panels where you bring, you know, different schools of thoughts into the same room, and you have them debate around different topics, and you have a moderator, you know, that kind of stuff. Really, really interesting things to get people thinking. And maybe, you know, you might have some programmers that are in the community out down there, or that show up, and, you know, they understand C++, or they understand Rust, or they understand, you know, these computer science terms. But hey, maybe they don't know who Friedrich Hayek is, or Milton Friedman, or some of these titans of thought that our tech community needs to collide with. And so that's why doing this at a university, doing this, you know, with this multidisciplinary approach, bringing everybody to the table to sort of find value and find things. A programmer by themselves doesn't always have, you know, the answer. Sometimes you need someone from outside the tech world to come in and say, hey, there's a real life problem here. And if you built a system that did X, Y, and Z, like, you could really change the world. And you know, that college student sits there and says, okay, well, you and I are going to get this done. And they do it. And so that's kind of what we're really hoping for. It's a big piece. And I think the title Hacking Hyperinflation with Terra is a great way to convey that pretty quickly.
Love that, Cody. So well said. Thank you, sir.
That was beautiful.
And we do have a couple of people. Okay, good. They're in.
Yep. Natty was up first.
Hey, how are you doing? Thank you so much for launching this. We are so, so excited of having this first hackathon in Latin America and in Argentina as well. So we think that this will help a lot bringing new point of views on mindset to the ecosystem, because we have many, many ways to help people using blockchain and having this hyperinflation on our head. I think that this will trigger incredible ideas. And also Latin America has a lot of teams and devs that are already working on the ecosystem. So it's, again, another way to have Spanish speakers and the right place to feel like at home, to also create and add value. So I'm really, really excited. And all the Lunaticos from Argentina and Hispanic community are so, so excited that we really appreciate organizing this. And many people also offer us supporters, contributors, to also organize. So everybody will be happy to host this and also to be part in many, many ways. Thank you so much.
Well, this is something that the local community is putting on. This is, you know, Michael and I are coming down there with the rest of the team and helping, but this is really a local event. We hope we don't leave and there's nothing left behind. We're hoping that
it's this interesting. Lights the fire. The roots of this event were kind of started out as, oh, let's do the next TFI Alpha in Buenos Aires. And then that really expanded out into something much bigger. It was like, no, let's create an entire satellite branch of TFI Alpha. Let's make, let's do a hackathon series that leads into an event series throughout all of Latin America. So this is like our, root event. But I love how it has expanded, as Cody just so brilliantly laid out, with the multidisciplinary approach into being, a much bigger thing. So, yes, we are planning to do future TFI Alpha events there as well. But the setup of this hackathon series, love it. And we have Milstein here as well. Natty and Milstein are both on the team in Buenos Aires, been working very hard on getting all of the venues and logistics taken care of down there. We are very happy and proud to be working with them. Milstein, let's hear from you, my friend.
Hi, guys. Thank you. We are really, Natty said all I want to say. And we are really excited about hosting this and bringing Terra to Argentina, especially Buenos Aires. But we also want to make this federal, and we encourage all the people here in Argentina from other states to come here to Buenos Aires and pass a great day in the kickoff party, and also for all the hackers and economists and all the programmers that can participate in the hackathon, please come to Buenos Aires. We will do a great job here. Really, thank you to TFI Alpha, Cody, Trevor, Ola, Ryan, and everyone. Michael, you too.
Yeah, Ola's good too. There's no problem, brother. Yes, and that's great that you said that. I agree. Like, anyone who can attend the event in general, go there, please do. There are going to be a lot of events around there. There will be parties, side events, speaking events. It will be going on for 2 weeks leading up to the hackathon itself. So glad you brought that up.
Real quickly, Cody, can you follow me and check your DMs? Would love to sponsor the hackathon and offer guaranteed job openings to people that do well. And I wouldn't be opposed to completely acquiring an entire team that does on-ramp very well.
I got dibs, Ron. Ron, I got dibs on that, buddy. I need dibs.
Back. No. That's why in this hackathon, I'm giving guaranteed job offers for the people that win. They're mine first.
I love it.
Always. We very deeply appreciate your support and always your ideas, Ron. Thank you. That is brilliant.
It looks like we got spreading the crossbow. Got a question? We'll take a couple more questions.
Yeah, I apologize. I've got really poor service right now. I accidentally clicked the speaker button, so I didn't mean to. But since I'm up here, I wanted to ask, as far as the North Texas Blockchain Alliance, if there's any local meetups or anything like that, I'd be really interested. I was wondering where I could follow and get some information on that, and then where I could or where any of us could follow the upcoming events for the Austin event and sort of see what different speakers are going to be there. Like, where can we keep track of all the exciting festivities that are coming up? Thank you.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Yeah, the NTBA is pretty much now defunct. I moved from Dallas down to Mexico City about 3 years ago. And when I left the organization, like, I tried to pass the torch to somebody, but no one wanted it. So I guess when the founder leaves town, it pretty much kills the organization. There's a bunch out there. I think they use like meetup.com and like Facebook to find events up there. But once you find the right group, I know there was a group that met up at like the Central Market on Central Expressway at like on like Sundays, I think at 4 p.m., something like that. That's a good group. It's a Bitcoiner group, but you know, if you can tolerate them, they're great.
Appreciate it.
For following the Terra Dapp Expo website and Terra Dapp Expo socials are all running. That is definitely the best spot for all the Austin stuff in general. TFI Alpha socials as well. And there is a site specifically for the hackathon that is up now. Cody, what was that site again?
hack.tfialpha.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm actually editing it right now as we're talking on this call.
Multitask or
guaranteed right, offers from cash. Tickets, put it on there.
The tickets and all those things are available. They've been available for a little while, actually, on the Terra Dapp Expo site. I would definitely recommend, you know, locking your stuff in sooner than later. The sponsors opportunities, I believe, are sold out at the expo or very close to completely filled. The presenters and the booths that are going to be there, I can tell you guys, are amazing. The Alpha show is absolutely the best that's ever been put together. You know, this is the biggest event that has happened in the Terra ecosystem yet. Brought to you by all of the production team of Terra and Delphi events around the world. So definitely want to see you guys there. The Expo Center itself has a capacity of, I believe, around 3,000 people around there. It can go bigger considering the other side rooms and all that. The consensus itself brings about, I believe, 25,000 people into the city, they estimate. South by Southwest brings about 500,000 people into the city. So it's kind of the size of the events and the scope of things.
Very nice. Any last speakers, or should we end it there? Or any last questions, comments?
So again, the hackathon, the last weekend of May, with 2 weeks of events leading up to it, and Terra Dapp Expo, 6/9 and 6/10, with events all the days around that as well.
Perfect. And we'll be running these every couple of weeks to keep everybody informed on the progress.
Thank you guys for coming, listening, hanging out. Thank you, Milstein, Natty, Cash, Ron, Cody, Michael. Love you guys. Thank you.
Hasta luego. Thanks, everybody.
Looking forward to seeing everybody in person.
Ciao.
Adios.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the TeFi Alpha live space with some massive updates and the Buenos Aires Hackathon, recorded on Friday, April 1st, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The cord looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutation leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-say don't wanna me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will stream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip it, am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terrorist supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see we're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Terra Spaces.